I want to see you bounce, ladies. Bounce with me now.
Bounce,
bounce
house.
With me now. Ow, ow. It's Wine Wednesday. We are.
You
who
are.
Who is this? It's Anna Valencia with Kitty Wagner. And you are listening to The Vero Insider on Wine Wednesday. You're so smart. Ah. Just love my job. Okay, and beside us is my new friend who I can't wait for you all to meet and experience because she's got tons of events open to the public, so you're going to get your chance. Terry Ariani of Brenity out at the Lakes of Point West. Welcome, darling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, it is just, oh my goodness, a week away or so from Halloween. So we have a big Wileyween bash at Blue Star Wine Bar.
Get your costumes out.
Because there's prize money. Who wants to win some cash for Halloween?
Exactly. $100 for first prize.
Cash for your costume.
$50 for second, $25 for third. But just come and listen to Wiley Nash and get dressed up because it's going to be a blast.
It's
We're actually
be
doing
a blast, yeah.
it on Halloween. It's
on Thursday, the 31st.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are doing it the Saturday before, which I think is okay. But no, you know.
It's Thirsty Thursday Halloween,
yeah,
Wileyween style.
We're doing
Wileyween
yeah, on Thursday. It's going
to
be
awesome. It's a
great
play on words, by the way.
Wileyween.
Did you think of that after some of this delicious sharecropper Cabernet?
Gary came up with that. But this sharecropper cab is awesome. One of the wines I just tasted at all those hoity-toity fancy wine shows I've been going to for the last 3 weeks. The fall is always...
It's a tough gig you
I
have,
swear
Kitty
to God,
Wagner.
October is such a tough month. I have to go to all these wine shows and pick wines for the next year.
Well, I think we all know as a consensus how much
I
love
Donna
Washington State
crying.
Wines.
Donna. She's playing her violin for me. She's so sad.
But this is Washington, and this is delicious. We featured
Washington
their,
State.
Their Pinot Noir.
High desert in the Columbia
ago.
Valley.
Yeah, all that juicy concentration within
exactly.
those grapes.
Beautiful stuff. Nice
Makes
ripeness.
Lusciousness.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is a 2012 vintage, though.
Yep.
So
we're
going to
carry
cab.
This by the glass, too. I think it's going to be like, I don't know, don't quote me on it, like $10, something like that. But it is amazing Cabernet.
You know what I love about buy the glass at Blue Star?
What?
It's not your traditional buy the glass pour at some other establishments. Take that what it means, folks, but I'm just saying, it's worth it. You know.
Absolutely. Well, and we also have really great wines by the glass.
Well, yeah, they're
exciting.
I mean,
we try to go out of our way to make sure that, you know, sometimes I go out to other places and I'm... You know, I want to have a glass of wine because obviously I drink a ton of wine.
Like wine, yeah.
I think that my constitution is 85% wine and probably 12% martinis and then some cheese. But
when you look inside, that's what you're going to get.
But when you go to places and you see the exact same wines. By the glass. This,
and
the
more
same
importantly,
Merlot's,
the
same Chardonnays. I'm like, yawn, that's kind of, I'm a little bored here.
Yeah.
But no, we try to find that needle in the haystack, find some really fun stuff that you guys might not have been exposed to and invite you to come in and taste them all and just fall in love with the wonders of wine.
That's right.
It's so
wine,
fabulous.
Wine, music, games, atmosphere.
I should dress
Can't
up as a wine bottle for Halloween.
Oh, that's so clever.
Not really.
I don't know how you're going to do that, but I'm you know, hey,
I don't
I'm
know.
Here. I'm here to support you.
I could be a wine crush. We could actually just tie grapes to me and people could run into me and smash them.
Oh, that sounds sticky. Like, now, obviously, Terry got the memo on how fantastic wines are because at Brenity, she hosts and helps create all the business development that happens. And one of your recent field trips, if you will, was out to the Endless Summer Winery. You have some more in store. In fact, we were just brainstorming about doing something collaborative at Blue Star, which is always fun. But, I mean, you've got like a fall festival in the works, and all of this also helps benefit various nonprofits throughout our community. You're a busy lady.
I am. And yes, we do enjoy our happy hour at the Brenity. We actually have happy hour every Thursday for our residents from 4 o'clock onward. And we do enjoy good wine, so we are definitely going to have to bring
Yay.
Them to your place.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Field trip.
But we do. We have a lot going on at the Brenity. For those of you that don't know about us, we were formerly the Lakes and the Arbors in Point West, mm-hmm. and we are now the Brenity. And some of the great events that we have coming up, Monday, November 4th at 4 p.m., we're having a fall harvest gathering, and the cost of admission is just bringing a canned good that's going to go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank. But we are going to celebrate our new outdoor gathering place, perfect place for a glass of wine. We're going to have fire pits and soup
lovely.
And a bread bowl and some music and line dancing with one of our
driver's
gym. Yeah, so that's going to be a real fun event that's open to the public. But we'd like you to call an RSVP just so we can make sure we have enough snacks and drinks. And
makes sense. Now, I just want to say we hosted an event last week at the Brenity. It was a antique auction, or how would you coin it? It was like the antique appraisal.
Yes, we did.
Antique Roadshow.
Mm-hmm. Antique Roadshow, where we had folks bring in some appraisal items for free. They got to...
with Rennick, Rennick Auction House.
And they were wonderful. They came out and did that for us. And we also had a car club that came up from Port St. Lucie and brought about 15 of their cars.
So cool.
It was such a great event. Folks didn't want to leave. We hung out afterwards and everybody drank in the bar and just really had a great time.
It was a delightful experience. And we did the food drive there. Price of admission was a canned good. White Glove, of course, was able to help partner with that and pick up all the food, deliver it. And I would like to say that we raised nearly 200 pounds of food at that event.
Wow.
So you're getting close to your goal.
Yes.
Getting very close to our 300 pounds.
No, I thought it was 600.
300.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have to go above and beyond.
Well, hello. We're going to like way surpass that.
Especially with this event, we should bring in a lot more. And it was really fun watching you carry those boxes of food out.
That won't happen
again. In our heels.
In our heels, yes. It was quite the spectacle. But...
anything for the people.
Let's see what other events we have. We have a pet show coming up November 12th. It's actually going to be a pet contest. And the proceeds to that are actually going to go to the Humane Society, but not them directly. It's going to help out seniors with pets because we found most seniors that can't afford dog food are actually ordering Meals on Wheels to be able to feed to their animals. So everything that we raise at that event is going to go directly back to the seniors in Indian River County. Yeah. Price of admission is any kind of pet item, dog food, cat litter, anything that would help.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Kind of like the Blue Ribbon Charities. It's very similar.
Similar, although the Pet Medical Assistance Program works on...
That's more medical.
Yeah, it helps with the funds for any procedures or medical assistance that the pets need, that instead of taking them into a shelter, that they're able to stay at home in their bed type of philosophy.
Right, yeah. Stuff like dental work and stuff that, you know, some people just can't afford, but their aging pets need.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take care of the pets, too.
Absolutely.
They're important. And they're good companions.
Yeah, they are.
Pet therapy is amazing in the seniors. As you know, in our community, we have independent living and we are a pet-friendly community.
Yes.
So residents can have their pets, even in our assisted living and our memory care, they're allowed to bring their animals too.
Oh, that's
awesome.
So that's
huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. But we are still looking for vendors for that. So if anybody's interested, just call the community. And it's only $10 to have a booth, which again, will go straight back to the animals and the seniors.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Another great one that we're partnering with... White Glove, because they're just fabulous.
We love White Glove.
We do. They're all over our community. We highly recommend them for all of our moving needs and all of the other packing and things that they do for us. And we're real pleased to have that partnership.
Absolutely. Likewise.
We are also going on a organic farm tour November 18th at 10 o'clock. We have a new chef. His name is Reuben Turner. And he is going to actually accompany all of us over to the White Rabbit Organic Farms. And we're going to learn about the different type of veggies and things, and we're going to come back to the community and actually prepare something that we bought
awesome
our stuff
is that?
With. Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like
fun. Have you been there yet, Kitty?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love chef outings.
They were featured with you in the Portfolio magazine, weren't they?
Exactly, yep, yep. There's a lot of organic farms around here, and, you know, you've got, White Rabbit, Osceola Farms, which that's Kevin O'Dare does the lettuce greens, stuff like that. You've got Neil's down in Fort Pierce, does strawberries and all that.
Love
so you
Neil's.
Know you
love Neil's.
You've gone. I love going and picking strawberries at Neil's. That's a blast in the spring. And you know, there's a whole bunch of them. But White Rabbit does. They do the chickens and the turkeys. I think you can place an order for
organic
Thanksgiving
turkeys?
Turkey.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
they do. They have a wonderful online shopping site actually where you can buy all kinds of things. Soaps
they got some cool stuff going on out there.
Whoa, dang. That's very nice.
Want to go out there sometime?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, you guys can join us on our event. Come, be my guest.
Oh, perfect. I love getting a free ride.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I call back at the bus.
Yay.
And then lastly.
Wait, we're not driving? So we can take wine?
We can take wine, and we can purchase some of your
wine.
I'll
bring wine for the bus.
It's a whole educational profile. What to pair organically with
organic
these
wines. Organic wines with organic vegetables.
What will we think of next, kids?
Wow, sounds like a party.
It
sounds like a great
marketing geniusness. This is business development, darn it.
Right. That's here right. At its finest.
Is that what we're calling it today?
Yes.
And then in December, we're actually having a holiday tour of homes, December 2nd. And that's just a basic big holiday celebration throughout the community. Our residents can open their homes for tours. We provide them with the wine and the appetizers. We'll be caroling and just doing all kinds of holiday celebrations that day. And all of our proceeds for that are going to go to various charities as well.
So are they decorating the outside, like all the lights and everything?
Outside and inside. And
now, that's the one thing I've noticed that Florida just pales in comparison to, say, Michigan, where I'm from. You know, you don't get that quite that outdoor festiveness.
Because it's not cold.
Well, yeah, there's a lack of snow and evergreen.
But caroling, I mean, that's, I love caroling. That's fun.
That can happen anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Kitty, do you bring your own flask when you carol?
Well, no. Remember, you're drinking hot mulled cider.
Yes.
Are we going to have that at the fall festival?
And if
Terry?
You have enough we people, are. You can plant yourself in the middle, and no one will know that you can't say no, I'm Kate.
I'm here.
I'm just mouthing it and drinking
I'm
cider.
So jolly. Yay. I'm so jolly because Wiley Nash Band is playing tonight at Blue Star. What's
oh,
up?
Oh yeah, we love Wiley. Wiley Wednesday.
Yeah, little Wiley Wednesday, and then Ed Shanafee tomorrow.
Oh God, I'm so glad Ed's
that
back.
That would be a good
so
field
fun.
Trip day, to be honest.
Yeah,
right
jazz
after
night.
Happy hour. Bam. Mm-hmm. You know,
we get a ton of people who come in and eat, especially when Ed's there. And I'm trying to promote that. But in general, eating is a good thing. I did.
It
I
sure
tell
is.
You, I know. I
added. That.
I added some things to my menu. I don't know if you know about that.
I don't. But we're gonna find out what those new items are once we get back from this short commercial break.
Oh yeah.
Ow, ow. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Beachland Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Store All Storage, located on 4th Street just west of US 1 in Vero, provides clean, friendly, and convenient personal or business storage with short-term leases to fit your needs. Access available 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Store All has every size available in air-conditioned or drive-up units with prices starting at just $31. Get the clutter out. Bring it to Store All at 650 4th Street in Vero Beach. Call 1-877-STORE-ALL. Mention this ad and get 1 month and a free lock with each rental.
Not just this night, every night. Welcome back to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia, your hostess with the mostest, and we have beside me my lovely co-host, whoops, and flying papers, Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Hi, Anna.
And our guest today is Terry Ariani with the Brenity, and we're promoting all of her fantastic events.
She's got some great ideas.
I know, she is very, you know, I tell you what, when I first met her, we sat down in the office with one another, I brought in my 50-pound briefcase and threw it to the ground, and we hit it off instantly.
Yeah, and, there you go.
You know, busy ladies, ladies with good ideas, yeah, and that's important.
With very large bags.
And following through. It's all about the follow through, really.
Absolutely. Relationships.
Absolutely. It is indeed. So she loves White Glove, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, specializing in senior relocations, as well as sister company to Pac Mail Beachside. So handling all that upcoming shipping needs this holiday season, which is
massive.
Super important. That's right. Did you know that this is the shortest time in, I think, the past 5 years or so, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas? We usually have a little more than 4 weeks, and we only have 3 weeks this year.
I didn't know that.
So the shipping will be condensed and a little bit crazy.
It's going to happen pretty fast.
Yes, it is indeed. And then, of course, some of our other sponsors that we want to give some shout-outs to. Sandridge Golf Course.
We love Bella.
We love Bella. We're coming up to the final week of the Kids Fall Golf Program. So it's the next 4 consecutive Tuesdays, only $50 for your kid to get in there and have one-on-one specialty short game training and everything with golf pro Bella Nagy, which is super important.
Yeah, because he's awesome.
He is awesome.
And he's now great with the kids,
he's
too.
He's exceptional with children.
He's just phenomenal.
Not to mention he cooked 2 of his own, but he does have the ability for those families that are interested in having their kids more active in golf. The kids play for just $1. So you get the cart, you buy the round, and the kids play for $1. So you can't go wrong with Sandridge, and we want to support our local golf course.
It's a deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a deal.
Boxy Nails, they did my breast cancer awareness ribbons on my piggies.
Yeah, your toes are looking good. Nice color, too. That's pretty sweet.
Thank you. We're going to have to switch it up next month to purple for the Alzheimer's.
Yeah, now we can go to... is it purple?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those dark jewel tones for the holidays. Yay.
I need to.
Love it.
Yeah, but Foxy Nails, all your manicure, pedicure, you name it, it's all there. It's all there with a free nail design when you mention Vero Insider.
What's nice. We love that.
Nice.
We do indeed. And then, of course, statewide commercial insurance offering a free look at your commercial policy. With season coming back into full swing, we want to make sure that you are prepared for anything that could happen so that your business doesn't have to stop doing business.
Exactly.
That's right.
Call Tommy.
Call Tommy.
Tommy
and Danaher. You can find links to all of our sponsors, including Blue Star, at theveroinsider.com. Okay, so I did my real job. Now, back to having this, like, girl talk.
Fun.
Girl talk. Okay, so Kitty added some new items for season to her menu, and we were chatting about them during the commercial break. Did you know that if you add red wine to your beef stew, it has a fancy title?
Beef bourguignon.
See, isn't
that
fancy?
So we're making beef bourguignon, and I take these little Yukon Gold potatoes, and I crush them with some butter and just put them on top, and then we bake it off and it's to die for.
Oh, that sounds super yummy.
Yeah.
Does that come in the same size dish as, say, the individual chicken pot pies?
Actually, it's in the rectangle dish that I was doing the tuna noodle casserole in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just seems to work better that way. But I have big chunks of beef, pearl onions, carrots. It's delicious.
Very nice. And what else did you add?
Well, I did, I had taken the chicken liver pate off for summer because it's just a little bit heavy, but it's back. It's phenomenal. And I used some sour cherries from my mom's sour cherry trees in Ohio and made a sour cherry chutney that is to die for to go with that. And then I got my Southern on and added a little pimento cheese spread. It's a little spicy. There's some sriracha and some cayenne in there. It makes it real nice.
Ooh, and what does one spread that on?
On little crostinis, darling.
Oh, crostinis.
Oh, yes.
See, you don't even have to leave Vero Beach or Blue Star Wine Bar. You can travel the entire country.
You can travel the country here.
Yeah.
We got
via
that.
Via your taste buds.
Yummy.
You can travel the world via your glass at Blue Star. That's pretty darn exciting.
Yeah, you can.
I know. I love that. Now, let's talk about this fall festival because I'm going to be there working the event. Very excited about the fall festival out at Brenity.
That's the one on November 9th?
November 4th.
Oh, okay. November 4th.
That's going to be a Monday with lots of great things happening. It starts at 4 p.m. So for everyone that actually works on Mondays, they can come play.
Yeah,
tragically, that would be you.
Absolutely.
You can come play with us because it's going to go on till what, about 6 or 7 or so?
Mm-hmm. Till whenever the last wine glass is empty.
That's the spirit. That's a gal.
Yeah, I need something to do on Monday. You know, that's nice.
That is kind of fun. But I'm really excited about this bread bowl concoction with your exciting new chef out there at Brenity. Tell me a little bit more about it again.
Well, it kind of started with the Alzheimer's walk that we had. We were doing a fundraising, and I made beer bread soup and beer cheese.
Oh, yummy.
So that kind of got me on the thing. And I said to the chef, hey, is this something you can do? He said, absolutely. So that's kind of why it's on the menu, based on inspiration. Something that I made. Not that I'm a wonderful chef, but so we want to really create like a lot of fall foods and warm.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm, kind of atmosphere.
Beer soup.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Beer cheese soup.
I actually bought one of my own breads and soup that we sold for Alzheimer's for the fundraiser. But yeah, we want to recreate like a really nice harvest kind of feel with fire pits and just, you know, relax, get to know the folks out there as well as all of the professionals that we have. So it's open to everybody. Physicians and discharge planners.
That's actually the day after the time changes, so it'll be cool because it'll be nice and dark out there. That'll be awesome.
Yep.
Oh, I
know. We all get upset about it. It's okay, Anna. Mm. In the spring, we get a little bonus hour.
I know. I love that bonus hour. Now, when you said it's a new space, though, at Brenity, so they're not going in through the regular opening?
Well, actually, they will. Outside of our dining room right now, we have a circle of nothing. And when I first started there, because I'm a licensed interior designer as well, I looked at that space and said, this needs outdoor dining. We need to have a creative space. So they gave me the go-ahead, and that's kind of what we're creating. Our parent company who owns us is called Segora, and Segora actually means gathering space for friends. So it just kind of ties into what we're all about and the culture we have at the Brenity.
So, I love that. Yeah. So we're going to be escorted out into that
area. We'll come through the main dining area, the ballroom, and then go outside.
And that's opposite the giant putt-putt area?
Yeah, that's in the middle of the community. Uh-huh. Our one-hole golf is on the right.
I was at the event last week, and I had my little strip of green and my little putting area.
Yeah, the one that you brought to the arts festival.
Right, which I love.
Yeah, and it's cute.
And they took me to
the
other
challenging.
Side. It is challenging.
It made me feel like I shouldn't be doing that.
It makes me feel like I need private lessons with Bella Nagy at Sandridge.
Absolutely.
But no, so I was like all excited about it. I'm like, come on over, do a little putt-putt. And then I got escorted to the other side of Brenity where they had an amazing nine-hole putt-putt area. I was like, well then, let's not be stationed right here.
Exactly.
Because that sort of makes my game look a little less impressive. Although it is, you know, I can roll it up. Can you roll yours up?
No, we can't.
I don't think so.
No, it's a permanent fixture. The nice thing about our community, folks that live with us actually get a membership to Point West Country Club. So they get the golf membership as well as 24 rounds a year for family and friends.
Nice. Yeah, that is nice. That's a nice course out there.
And if they're in one of the individual
cottages,
they get a cart too.
Absolutely.
What's up? Pimp my cart.
Mm-hmm. I want a cart.
I do too. For absolutely no reason other than because I want to. And I want to make it special and custom.
Sparkle it. Bling it out.
You bet I would.
Oh, my God. She would put so many rhinestones on that. It would be awesome.
Speaking of rhinestones, I like all you guys' pumpkins out there.
Oh, thank you. I made those. And our residents actually made those, drilled them with drills, which
was
hilarious.
So cool.
That's a good idea.
That's a great. Now, this weekend, because we all love live music, we got Mojo Sandwich on Friday and Chris Fenn on Saturday.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris Fenn is awesome. He started with us the tail end of last year, and he's back in town, and he is absolutely amazing. And we loves us some Tony Rodriguez with Mojo Sandwich.
Oh,
that band rocks. So, yeah.
October 25th, we got the home game over at the Vero Beach Football. Did you know every time they make a touchdown, we say it's another white glove touchdown?
Oh. Really?
Who negotiates these things?
Who does
that? Crazy. Just saying. So they can come to Blue Star right after.
I love that.
Check out a little Mojo Sandwich.
Yeah.
What time does the band start on? What time does Mojo start?
9 o'clock.
What time will I find Tony?
Hi, Tony. Tony will be there about 8, and he'll start about 9.
Oh, well, I'll be admiring him
Friday
from
and Saturday
afar.
Music starts at 9.
Oh, see? Oh, does it?
Yeah.
And on Wiley Ween. Best costume.
Wiley Ween starts at 8.
Oh, does it?
Is it 8 or 9? I don't know. We'll
nine
call
o'clock.
It 8:30.
Well, yay!
How about
compromise.
That?
Compromise of the century.
It gets done.
And then, of course, they're going to try some sharecropper by the glass, this amazing Cabernet, which I see you're empty.
Wait, is that,
I am. That was delicious.
Is it the fascinating return of wine trivia?
It's something like that. You know, I have no idea what I did with that sheet. Thank you for pointing out my unorganization.
Is it
on the
floor? Not the one on the floor. No, that's something else.
Because that's also what we want our listeners to hear. My papers are all over the floor.
It's
mayhem. It's absolute mayhem. Maybe it's on this side. No. Well, basically, I did have lots of trivia, but I am now missing it. And these are quotes.
Oh, then give us a wine quote.
Let's see. This is from the Burgeon Evans of 1968. He says, in the order named, these are the hardest to control. Wine, women, and song. I don't know if I agree with him.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
I'm thinking that song is the hardest one to control.
I say if you give the woman enough wine,
she will burst into song.
And then it's there is no control. You're absolutely right.
It's all over.
Just carry a tune from here on out. All right, well, listen, visit thebureauinsider.com, and we will see you all at Blue Star and at Brenity. Cheers.
Cheers.
In a dark Caesar, please follow the leader. So Eric B. We are.